You can see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. There's armies in the cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it and Jesus spoke about it and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Well, this is Ralph Kermit, Winter Road II with the Ralph Winter Road Show, coming to you live out of Alaska. And I didn't see you, James, in Vancouver. If you're listening, call back in. I apologize. I get wound up here, and I don't look at my chat here on Skype. So anyway, if you're listening, call back in, James in Vancouver. I couldn't believe this, because we see all these prosecutors all the time. And they said the grand jury can indict ham sandwich. Why is that? What is the check and balance on the prosecutors under the common law of England? It's called a preliminary examination. Now, how is this supposed to work? You see, what this prosecutor did in New York, he's gone after us to see if Trump supposedly paid some money off. Just on a hunch. Just on a hunch. Right. Just on a hunch. So he gets around and he goes to the grand jury and he's just subpoenaed Deuces Tecum. Show up with all of your tact. I want to see everything you got that might have anything to do with this. I can't think of her name right now. How does that work? They say here in this case, this is the matter of Nassau County grand jury subpoena, and it's a case out of New York. It's, what's the site on it here? 830 Northeast 2D 1118. It's on my homepage, by the way. So you can go to my homepage and go down there and look. It's that case is listed down there, and I'm going to have it on my homepage sometime this next week here, but so you can read it yourself. Well, I have to look it up. But I wanted to understand, you have to understand the enemy. And here's they get around. It is well established, a subpoena deuces tecum, which they issue, but the issue, unlike a search warrant, does not have to be supported by probable cause. Well, first of all, what is probable cause? Supreme Court in Slaughterhouse says if there is no issue of fact, it is a question of law. Do grand juries do law? I don't think so. Hell, they don't even know who the hell their citizenship is. They are clueless. How would they know? And if there is an issue of fact, like in this case, it is a mixed question of fact and law, and the grand jury cannot touch it. The prosecutor can't do this on his own. Otherwise, there's no way. He says, I don't like Trump, and away he goes. Well, let's go to the grand jury. I'm going to get some subpoenas, and I'm going to pester the hell out of you. So what are you supposed to do? Oh, see, you're guilty until proven innocent in their world. How is the law supposed to work? First of all, the English common law took centuries to get it tuned up. Now, a lot of people suffered, the Magna Carta and all that. How is it supposed to work? In a constitutional republic, the prosecutor, this Vance idiot, should have to get around and have a law with some sort of fact to go to a judge, and the judge would look at if he has to have some fact. It just can't be a suspicion. Well, I don't know. I think he might have paid off this guy. No, you got to have a fact, dude. And you have to have some crime. Is it a crime to do what he did? Where's the law? And the judge then looks at the facts, if you have some, and he looks at the criminal statute. You have to have one. You can't just go on a fishnet position. Well, I don't like Trump, so let's go see if I can dig up some. Let me get in his house here, and I'll dig around in his paperwork. It's called a preliminary examination. Every state's supposed to be doing this, too. Alaska has it. You know where they put it? Rule 5.1. They'll never do it. I got that from an attorney. I used to have several attorneys that would give me information. I'd point me in the right direction. They said, you're never going to see a preliminary examination in Alaska. Why not? Because it's not a constitutional republic. They can't do them. That's why. They go straight to the grand jury. So who makes the determination of probable cause? The prosecutor? He can't do that. Because there's no check and balance on him. He cannot make a determination of fact and law. That's what judges are for. You're supposed to go with a preliminary examination to a judge. It's supposed to be unbiased, not like Judge Sullivan, that piece of garbage in General Flynn's case. You're supposed to be unbiased. But you see, he doesn't have an office. He's not unbiased. He's never said he's going to be unbiased. That court doesn't say he's unbiased. Can't get that through people's heads. They don't exist, folks. They're liars. But anyway, you're supposed to go to a preliminary examination, and then the judge will have you provide information if you choose to testify with some facts and a witness or two. And then the judge makes a determination if there is, quote, probable cause. Are there enough facts and to pursue this with a known criminal statute? It's got to be known. Can't go on a fishing expedition. You got to have some crime. What'd they do? What do you think I did? Then the judge will send it up to the grand jury, and why is that important? Because the judge then controls the prosecutor from doing what they're doing to Trump. They just can't go up there and say, no, I don't like Trump. Let's see. Let me issue a subpoena deuces tecum. And now Trump has to turn around and prove that what this guy's doing doesn't have anything to do with anything. So you're guilty and you have to prove your innocence. See, everything's upside down. Now, there's nothing wrong with the grand jury if you had a preliminary examination and a crime that went through the judge, and then you went to the grand jury. Then the grand jury can issue subpoena duces tecum to people to show up and bring paperwork. That's constitutional. But you got to go through the first step. They bypass the first step. What the hell's wrong with these people? Everybody, even Mark Levin, let's go to the grand jury. Wait a minute. They don't have the authority to. Who is going to find probable cause? And so now there, in this case, here's their logic. You always want to look at their logic. Furthermore, the both state and federal constitution, a subpoena does not violate an individual right to be free from unreasonable searches and seizures when the materials sought are relevant to the investigation being conducted and the subpoena is not overly broad and undue. Can the prosecutor investigate? No. That one in Baltimore, she got sued by six cops. They got off. Because she overcharged them, and they weren't guilty, but they had a bench trial. They sued her. Prosecutors don't investigate. Cops investigate. FBI investigates. Not the prosecutor. What the hell is wrong with these people? It says here, a grand jury subpoena duces tecum, unlike an office subpoena, enjoys a presumption of validity that requires the party challenging the subpoena to demonstrate by concrete evidence that the material sought to have no relationship to the matter under investigation. How do you prove all of your tax records, like in Trump's case, which would probably take I don't know how many thousands of pages to do. To prove, how do you prove you're innocent? Well, how do you do that? This guy says, I think you paid off this gal. How do you prove he didn't? It goes on to say, bare assertions of the lack of relevancy do not suffice. Rather, give the ranging, exploratory nature and operation of a grand jury. A witness served with a subpoena must show the documents are so unrelated to the subject of inquiry as to make it obvious that the production would be futile as to aid in the grand jury's investigation. How do you prove that? That prosecutor says, I know you paid that gal, because I want to look at your book, because Cohen said so, the lying attorney. So I get to look at all your books. Just bring it on down. Let me thumb through here. Let me put a whole bunch of people, because this is really going to screw you up. Well, by the way, while I'm in there, I'm reading all this other stuff about your tax returns and stuff. And I'll, of course, I wouldn't leak that, would it? Because it's illegal, but they leak it all the time. And hell, I'm a Democrat, so I know damn well I can leak and never get prosecuted. Might as well put it on the front page of the New York toilet paper back there. This is what's going on. I don't get it. And then this cites another case. This is 528 Northeast 2D, 1195, as the authority for this. And they have said here the same thing. We have made it clear, however, a subpoena duces tecum, unlike a search warrant, does not need to be supported by probable cause. The standard of reasonableness rather than probable cause. Reasonableness. What is, who makes a determination if it's reasonable? I don't like that damn Trump. Seems reasonable to me. Is appropriate because of the substantial differences between a search warrant and a subpoena duces tecum. A search and seizure is conducted abruptly without advance notice, often with force and a threat of force. A subpoena, in contrast, remains at all times under the control and supervision of a judicial officer and may be challenged before the compliance through the motion through a motion to quash. A subpoena is served in the same manner as any summons or other legal process, and typically no stigma whatsoever attaches if it is enforced. You want to believe that crap? No stigma attaches. Hey, come on, Trump, give me your tax returns or I'm not going to debate you. No stigma attaches. You can't make this stuff up. They leave out stuff. See, if a legitimate grand jury had a crime that they were investigating with some facts, then they could do this. But they skip the whole part of it and go to the end. If there was some crime that went through a judge for probable cause, if the facts were known, they would. It's a question of law, a slaughterhouse case. If the facts aren't known, that's in this case, it's a mixed question of fact and law, and only judges can do that. Prosecutors can't. Grand juries aren't even part of the government, technically. So they can't do that. This is how prosecutors just raise hell today with everybody. Because nobody asked for the preliminary. It's still available in the federal site. In Alaska, you're not going to get it. But nobody ever asked for it. They put it under Rule 5 or Rule 5.1. Go look it up. You can't make this stuff up. Like I say, it's just, what are these lawyers? I don't know. I'm just in shock. Just like this H.R. 51. Equal footing with the other states. And right down there, the definition of state, in these lawyers up there know about definitions. If it says the several states is only in this section, that excludes irrevocably the use of the definition of state in the one where it wants to come in equal footing with the other states. It's not hard. Don't have to be a legal eagle to figure that out. I just shake my head. Because nobody ever seems to read this stuff. Get the paperwork and read it, because it will impeach these lying pieces of stuff. Another issue I'm going to talk about is regulations. The predicate, the foundation for every code of federal regulation, no matter what the subject, if it has application to you and me, unless we have some unique status, there is a process, a mandatory process that must be followed. And what is that process? Now, we're all taught in school, I'm sure you were too, what is the predicate to make laws of Alaska, or the laws, say, the laws of the United States, Article 6? What's the process? It's called the predicate. It means the House of Representatives, which, by the way, doesn't constitutionally exist, because it's supposed to be members of the several states that's in the Constitution. They don't exist anymore because everybody, including me, have done it. I have signed up to be a citizen of the United States. I want to surrender and get on Congress's plantation. But leaving that aside, the House of Representatives has to pass a bill by a simple majority. Then the Senate also, regardless of which way it originates, it has to pass a bill by a simple majority. So if the House passes it, that's the procedure. And the Senate passes it with a simple majority, that's the procedure. The next thing to make it, quote, a law of the United States, which, by the way, we haven't made since 1937. Back.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, we're back here, and I just went over, like I say, you just can't make this stuff up anymore. I don't know anymore. It shocks the conscience. But there is a procedure for regulations, a predicate. How many people know this? It's not put down anywhere. It's not taught anywhere. No, it's not. It's in the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 in Sections 3 and 4. And it's codified today in 5 U.S.C. 553 B, C, and D. Now, you would think if you're going to make regulations, it'd be a simple process so that we could figure it out. It's not. The only in that world, in the shadow government, the only regulation, this applies to your child custody, this applies to your gun law stuff, this applies to the Internal Revenue criminals, this applies to every regulation by the government of the United States. Without exception. And do you know how many that I have ever seen that have met the predicate to be a substantive regulation or called a legislative rule according to Chrysler v. Brown, 1979? Never seen one yet. I've never seen one. And I have read thousands of regulations. How would you prove it? People get hooked up on all these gun regulations, or they get in this regulations for state plan. They're all their children. I got all the state plans, thanks to somebody out of Oklahoma. I got access to it, and I downloaded every damn one of them this lawyer gave him. I got all the state plans. Every regulation to do with your child custody, your divorces, is all code of federal regulations, and they're all a bunch of smoke. But what is even crazier, the quote judicial that does not exist has a contract with the executive, your child's slavers, and the judicial is audited for the amount of money he makes for everybody. And they have cooperative agreements between the child slavers and the executive, between the court system, between the law enforcement folks. Everybody's getting a little bit of money from Uncle Sam. The only thing that judge, I have it. It's in Article 6, Section B. He's audited for the amount of money. And if he doesn't make money, everybody is punished. And they have an act of Congress. They put bounties on children, 4,000. This was back in the 90s. I don't know what it is. I think it's around 15,000. I got to do another for you, get caught up. But 4,000 for the healthy one and them crippled ones. You know, they ones that are a little bit, you know, they got some problem. They're only worth 2,000. Special needs folks. Yeah, not guys, but. And it says, get them while they're young. We can sell them. So we put a bounty on. What's it? If you can get over whatever the number is, 20 a year, we're going to give you money for every one of them you can steal from the parents and give away. I used that in Alice Brown's case. We lost the first one. That's when I found out about that. She said goodbye to her little daughter because she'd made some comment when she was giving birth. And they had. We found a doctor then that was feeding these people to child custody folks, the child slavers up here, CSSD. She's probably getting a kickback. Yeah. The second child she had down in Montana, we showed them that, and they wrote her a check for $20,000 and told her to take her child and get the hell out of Montana. Yeah, she won. There was a settlement agreement. They didn't say what happened. They just closed the case. They don't want people to know. You're not supposed to know that they're selling your children. I have all of those documents. I'll help people give you the one for your state. But you have to do a lot of work because I guarantee you they do not want those cooperative agreements out. They will deny they exist. I got a copy out of Alaska. They do exist. It says they exist. They have to exist or they can't get money. But you're on a need to know, and you really don't need to know. Just go in there and sell your children, and you think, well, you know, this other mate over here, you know, is shacking up and he's on drugs. It's irrelevant. The judge is going for the money. Who's got the moolah? That's what it's all about. They don't give a rat's rump about the children. I don't like to do those. Because you want to take somebody's neck and just wring it when you can sit there and watch it happen and see what they're doing and know what they're doing. And these lying bastards sit up there and act like they're just... Anyway, back up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back here. And who can tell me about the predicate for a regulation? It's not easy till you see it. And I found out, I'm working on this brief here for Moonies, and I thought I had one of the one hole that I got to plug here, so I got to do some more research. I know it's there. I thought I had it, but I don't. Not to the level that I want it, because everything you have to do in dealing with these guys is be irrevocably a fact that can't be rebutted, and they still just walk around it. But first of all, you got to get it to where there's no wiggle room. So the word is sine qua non. It's like an equal sign. S-I-N-E space Q-U-A space N-O-N. S-I-N-E space Q-U-A space N-O-N. Without which not. It's like an equal sign. It says that without which the thing cannot be. It's an indispensable, requisite, or condition. So what you do is on the left side, it's like 1 plus 1 equals 2. They're called essential elements. So you say you have an essential element, number 1, and another essential element, sine qua non, is the law of the United States. So how would that work? I did one for the, and I'm going to get one here, What is a predicate for laws of the United States? One, the essential element, passed by the House and passed by the Senate and signed by the President, or vetoed by the President and passed by a two-thirds vote of both the House and the Senate is a what? Sine qua non for a law of the United States. That is a powerful concept to understand. Really powerful. It's like an equal sign. If you're going to do math, can you do math without an equal sign? I don't think so. This is the equivalent. The left are the essential elements. So it says here it's got to be passed by the House, passed by the Senate, and signed by the President, or, this is the other essential element, vetoed by the President and passed by a two-thirds vote of both the House and the Senate is a sine qua non for a law of the United States. I just seen an error in my logic. I got to put passed by the House and Senate because I'm working on this. So, anyway, okay. Now, what is it for regulations? Everybody should know this. Nobody does. Most lawyers I've talked to, they don't have a clue. What's a regulation? So I got to do it. No, you don't. You do not have to do it. Because none of them have the force and effect of law. Here's the way it works. The first essential element, it has to be published in the Federal Register identifying itself as a proposed rule. And it must state. So how you do, you have to go into the Code of Federal Regulation. Okay. First of all, if it starts with a 301, you know it's housekeeping of the IRS. But if it don't, I mean, all of them are, most of them are 301, housekeeping. Your notice of federal tax liens, your gross income adjusted, they're all 301s. They're all for internal. Supreme Court said so. They're housekeeping. It's irrelevant. They're called interpretive regs. They have no, they're not binding on anybody. It's for the internal use of the IRS. So what the hell are they doing out here pounding on you and me? Because they don't know what we don't know. Anyway, so they got to be one published in the Federal Register, identifies as a proposed rule, and they got to state in the Federal Register, in the proposed, it is in compliance with 5 U.S.C. 553B, which is comes from Section 4 of the APA of 1946, said, we're making a subsidy break. This is how we do it. And with comments. Or, this is what they always do, found in 5 U.S.C. 553B, capital B then, when an agency for good cause finds and incorporates the finding in a brief statement of reasons, therefore, of the rules issued, that the notice and public procedure thereupon are impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest. This is what I still got to work on. What's that mean? So they say, we got to do one, we're saying we're going to make a subsidy reg under 553B, or we're going to say, oh, you know, it's impractical, it's unnecessary and contrary to public interest. Imagine if Congress got together and said, well, you know, the House, it's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to public interest. We're not going to take a vote. Let's send it over to the Senate. The Senate, we don't need that either. It's impractical. We'll just send it to the President and see if he'll sign it. We'd catch on. How are you going to catch on to this nonsense? Because you've got to know where to go look to find it, first of all. But here's the key. So they got to say proposed rule and into compliance with 553B. We're going to make a subsidy rule called a legislative rule, regulation subsidy rule. Or They're going to say impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to public interest. And here's what I got to fill in yet, which I'm going to be working on here as soon as I get through with the show. That's only for emergencies and stuff. They must also give a reason. They can't just say, oh, we're going to bypass all that crap and not do it. Now, how do we prove the IRS is never going to do it? You know why? I'll find it during a minute. I'll get to it. Because in the front of their book on page 3, they cite a Federal Register, and they leave out one paragraph that says, we're going to abide by Section 3 and Section 4 of the APA. They leave that they quote the Federal Register in their books, and they leave out that important paragraph. They just leave it out because they have no intention to do it. You know why they can't do it? Because all income tax is voluntary. Even in this case, which I'm going to have on my homepage very soon. See, I read their junk. You learn so much when you see these big boys in a pissing match. The House of Representatives went after Trump, and you know what they said? That it is a voluntary national income tax. It's voluntary. I choose not to freaking volunteer. I have that right. How do they hook me? No, simple. You fill out a W-4 and you say, yeah, I want to volunteer. I want to join the plantation of Congress. And I have 110 cases where United States of America is a sovereign body politic. What the heck does that mean? They're rubbing their noses in it. You see, if you're a citizen of the United States, you have civil rights. You always hear them talking about civil rights. Ad freaking damn nauseam. The definition in the IRS is about individuals, corporations, under the definition of persons. Wait a minute, how can an individual be equal to a corporation? I've never figured that out. So simple. That Supreme Court case says, hey, Ralph, you wake up, you dumb twit. There's something called political rights. You see, fictions can have civil rights. They can sue in court equally and sue each other. But guess what? Corporations don't have political rights. They have no right of the elective franchise or the right of suffrage. Neither does a citizen of the United States, because they made the dang thing in 14 Stat 27 in 1866 to have the same rights as a white citizen. Does that sound a little bit of discriminatory for the Negroes? 1866, they put it into the 14th Amendment. Then, of course, they had a epiphany. You know what? Now that we got our little con done in 1870, they said, you know what? All you black folk can be the same as all you white folk. It can all be naturalized and come in as a citizen of the United States of America. Nobody knows about the 1870 one. Why would anybody check? Go look at a naturalization document. I'm filing. I got four of them. Actually, five. One of them is redacted. I can't. These others aren't. I got them off the DOJ homepage. Citizen of the United States of America. That's right. And then, what you do, you have a choice. When you get that certificate, you're not a citizen of the United States. You cross the border. That's a citizen. You're not a citizen of the United States of America by the illegals. They're citizens of the United States. They have no right of the elective franchise. That's a fraud. It's the matrix that they're joining. The other has never changed. I got the books from way back when. It's never changed. They just don't tell us about it. Because it's irrelevant. What's a word here or two? One of them is the law, inalienable rights from the Creator under the Declaration of Independence. The other one is Congress's plantation, man-made law. And any time any Congress or legislature establishes a status called a corporation, limited liabilities, there's all kinds of corporations or different statuses of landlords or tenants. You're under their control. Says the United States can't own land. No, because they don't give it to us. We can hold it and possess it, but we're not true owners. We don't own our cars. Anybody that goes in and buys a brand new automobile before it's driven out will assign something to the effect of attorney in fact. I've looked at all the states, Alaska, right there. I finally got the paperwork. I thought I fought that for years. Finally wised up and said, you know, Ralph, why don't you start at the beginning? Always go to the foundation and look at the paperwork. Because I've signed all that paperwork when you buy a new car. Oh, how many pieces? They give you a stack of paper. I don't know. 8-10 documents to sign. Well, sign here, sign here, sign here, sign here. Hey, I'll drive out with my 1967 Corvette. Hey, wow, man, I'm glad I got that. I just gave it away before I ever got the damn thing and got to put the keys in it. It's called an attorney in fact. It's the same as an express. It's a single page. You give the financial officer the full, complete power of attorney over all right, title, and interest. And he, on your behalf, because you gave it to him, takes the manufacturer's statement of origin that they never show you, don't even talk about. Most people have never seen one. Carry that thing over to the DMV. And then in Alaska, they issue a certificate of title. And it says there may be other security interests not shown. That's their stuff. They got a security interest. Yeah, right. They own it. Who? 300 and some million people. Nobody owns their cars in America. Very few. I know one guy's got a semi-trailer, and he's got the MSO. He owns it with no tags. You see, I wouldn't have a problem. I'd put it identifying a tag just to identify it, as long as I hold the MSO. I'm going to get to that, but there's only one of me, and I made up my mind I want to get this damn home page going. I operate on donations only, and I help people out. I give law stuff, and people that join the $250 postal money order at Walmart's better. I help people out, and we're going to have modules. We're going to have cases available to you alphabetically so you can look up all kinds of cases, all sorts of dictionaries available behind the scenes. All the statutes at large will be available to everybody. I'm going to get that on the home page. I just got started. So in between, I can take an hour here, an hour there. I'm going to do it. I'm going to have a Believe It or Not home page. They are not going to like me, I tell you. Anyway, getting back to this, because we're probably running out of time here. So the bottom line is, you got to do that, or for good cause, and then you got to come back with a final rule and say you're doing 553B, or you say, oh no, for good cause. It's impractical, unnecessary, and contrary to the public interest, but I do have comments. I'll let you comment on it, but it don't mean diddly twat, but maybe you feel good, you know. Then, 553D1, you're supposed to wait 30 days. Well, we don't need to do that. Let's just go ahead and kick it in. Because there's a for good cause around that. Then Congress has 6 months to up or down it. And then it's written in the concrete. That's the whole predicate. Can you believe this? So we start off. Proposed rule, 553B. It's got to be in the thing. If there's nothing there at all, it's baloney. If it starts with 301, it's really smoke. You don't even need to do this, but you can go check it out. But anyway, it's 301 housekeeping. All of the main IRS ones are all 301s. The people fight over in court, and I have not a clue why. But then it'll either say 553B, or it'll say it's impractical and necessary. But they have to tell you why. And I've seen it, and I can't find it right now. But I will. It's got to go into Mooney's case. Because that needs to be plugged. And then they have to come back and they do a final rule, either 553B or for good clause. We're not going to do it. It's against public interest. It's unnecessary and impractical, but they have to tell you why. Then they wait 30 days to give you time, because you go in every morning and check. How many regulations did they make today? Oh, about 500. Yay. You got to be kidding me. Who in the hell looks at the Federal Register? And then there's 6 months for Congress to say, well, you know, we hired these criminals over there, these agencies that have, we don't know who they are. They're not elected. They're not responsible to anybody. And what's even more amazing, most of them are external establishments. They sit outside the damn government. I can't make this stuff up. Unbelievable.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, well, we're back. It's all about your status. It's about Esau in the Bible. He gave away his birthright. Lost his lineage, property, rights of property. The Creator was pissed at him. We have to keep signing up to be a citizen of the United States. It's equivalent to what Esau did, except that we can't get rid of our birthright permanent unless we expatriate. But you see, all of these regulations are sitting in these independent establishments. They print this stuff. There's a list here. This is found in 44 USC 3502. 44 USC section 3502. See, the president exists in this shadow government by executive orders. Because in 1935, they said the president of the United States is a federal agency. Means federal agency. So he does executive orders. And he puts them in the Federal Register. These agencies have to go through the proposed rule, final rule, wait 30 days, wait for Congress for 6 months, and then it's in concrete. That's their process. Who are these independent? It says here, and this means the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, that's 12 independent bankers. This is what Trump's going to change after he gets re-elected. You know what? It's going to be U.S. notes come out, and about half the debt's going to go poof, just like that. Take a Federal Reserve note and burn it and print a U.S. note. The Commodities Future Trading Commission, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, all your banking stuff, that's an external establishment or an independent regulatory thing, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, the Federal Maritime Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, the Interstate Commerce Commission, ICC, that was the first one, by the way, back in the 1800s, the Mine Enforcement Safety and Health Review Commission, the National Labor Relations Board, NLRB, we know, that's an independent regulatory thing. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the Occupational Safety and Health Review Commission, the Postal Regulatory Commission, we don't have post offices anymore, the Securities and Exchange, SEC, the Bureau of Consumer Financial Protection, the Office of Financial Research, Office of Comptroller of the Currency, and others similar that are independent regulatory. That's just a partial list that they give us. They all sit outside the government, appointed by the president with the consent of Congress, and then they're in utopia with no political influence. They can just do whatever they feel like, because we know when we get all the political oversight and no accountability, these people are going to be little angels like hell. How do they sell this to people? That's just a, but all of them, the defense is the predicate, which was the sole purpose of the Administrative Procedures Act, but amazingly they gave for good cause. It's not in public interest, but they have to give the reason why. Why? Well, we got some big emergency. We got to have this regulation right now. Yeah, right. But they don't have it for the House, the Senate, and the President. You just literally cannot make this stuff. And people don't know. How would you know? God, it took me a while to figure all this out and actually be able to prove it. Got to be able to prove these things. Irrevocably prove it. Well, Lives Matter! God willing, we will see you next Sunday. Better rallies everywhere.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.